Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, welcome. It's bright and sunny here in Austin. Looks like a nice spring day. Thanks for joining in and tuning into the radio show. There's a call number. If you'd like to call in and ask me questions, please do. I'll be grateful. The number to call in is 310-371-5444. So as usual, I'm going to start off by talking about spirituality and what it is. And every month there seems to be some, I seem to add a little bit more to the definition and the understanding of it, of what spirituality is. But essentially, and the bottom line is that every human being has a piece of God inside of them. Because of my upbringing, I call that piece of God my soul. So when I reference my soul, it means I'm referencing that piece of God inside of me, that spirit that resides in me all the time. It's always there. And one of the things about the concept and experiences of knowing that you have a piece of God is it's always there. It really is always accessible. And that one of the things that we get to do as human beings on our time here on the planet is to be able to develop that, to become more aware of it, to be able to touch into it and tap into it more, to be able to know that what it sounds like, how it comes to you, when it's speaking to you, when you have information from it and that it's giving you. And this is a process that takes time. Spirit is not as quick as our mind is in any way, shape, manner, or form. Spirit has everything in its own divine timing. And the thing that I always chuckle about with that is that it brings me things when I need to know them. I don't accumulate a lot of information inside of my mind and my consciousness. I know that when Spirit brings me information, I'm going to use it. It's going to be applicable in the moment. And I get to feel blessed that I'm being taken care of. I'm always being taken care of. Each one of us is 100% of the time being taken care of by Spirit. It's just a matter of how much, how much do we listen to the voices inside of us. Now, we all know that we have this piece of God inside of us because we've all had some sort of intuitions, is what I call them, some sort of knowledge that's come to us that has no explanation, it's not reasonable, but it comes to us and we're able to utilize it. We've all had those experiences. All I like to do is assist people in getting to know that part more, training them, teaching them, showing them how that spirit works inside of it, when to listen to it. Sometimes it's not only words, but sometimes it's sounds. Sometimes it's, one of my favorites is body indicators. Sometimes some part of my body will get activated, will ache, or where I will just see differently, and I know that that's the spirit inside of me working. Now, this is not a new concept. It's been around forever. Mostly, you have to go look at the major religions and look at the mystics. And the mystics all come up with the same thing. They say this in different forms, but it's all basically the same idea, is that there is a silence, there is a time, there is a being inside of you, and you have access to it, and it has access to you. You can create a relationship with this spirit inside of you so that you feel its presence more, You can ask for his assistance more. You can just spend more time in being with it. Now, well, since we do, all do have this piece of God inside of us, what are the results of that? What are the other things that can happen? Well, I always like to refer to spirituality as, well, as I develop this part inside of me, I'm also looking at my human potential. What are the things that I can do as a human? How can I fulfill myself strictly as a human being, having a physical experience on this planet? What are the things that I can do? So one of the things that I've always wanted to do, and was back in the 60s, and maybe the early 70s, there was a guy by the name of Uri Geller, and he used to be able to bend spoons. He used to have radio shows, and people would listen to him on the radio, and he would be bending spoons in their home no matter where they were. So I have, as part of this experience, I went out and I found somebody that showed me how to bend spoons. And the part that was so great for me as a human being is that it wasn't beyond my realm. In other words, I can do that. And not only can I do it, but I've done it a couple of times, so I've shown other people how they too can bend spoons. It's a very simple process. It's not secretive and it's not hidden. It doesn't have to be, but that's the part of what the show's about. It's called Spirituality Unraveled. And it's like to make these things that people can do, that have the potential to do, to let them know that they can do it, to provide an environment for them to do it, and for them to become more aware of the spirit inside of them. I often tell people, I can't do something for you. I can't do something. You have to do it. And if you ask me, I will be there with you. My expression is, I will hold your hand while you're doing it. My spiritual teacher, his line that I caught on very early when I first met him mid to late 70s, he said, I do not go where I'm not invited. And so I heard that, and it was like, well, I invited him any place, any part of me, all of that. So however you could think of it, I tried to think of the places he could go, and I would invite him just so that I know that he would be with me. And his name is Sean Rogers, and he founded an organization called the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And although he's passed over, and the spiritual energy that it's worked, that he was working with has been passed over to a person by the name of John Morton. And there's this organization, and it's called the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. It's MSIA.org. Go look at it, explore it, see if there's anything in there for you. So for me, it's always about, well, what's happening today in my life, and how can I become more attuned to spirit? How can I become more aware of the spirit inside of me? Now, one of the keys to unraveling the spirit inside of you and allowing it to come into you is the process of what I call 100% responsibility. And another way to say that is that everything in my life I create, promote, or allow. Everything. And so that level of certainty and that level of knowing makes you 100% responsible and also allows spirit a clearer path into you. Now, the way this evolves out of having a piece of God inside of you is that the other possibility of being 100% responsible is being a victim. And so, for me, I've always been real clear that spirit can't be a victim. It just doesn't work. I mean, the concept of God and spirit and being a victim, they can't hold the same space. So if I ever, or when I ever, and there are rare occasions these days, I feel victimized, I will immediately go inside myself and find out how I was responsible. Now, some things I can't get an answer to right away, but I know that if I take responsibility, the answer, the thing that I was requesting, the thing that showed me up to make me feel like I was a victim, will reveal itself and show me how I was responsible, and more than likely, how I can be more responsible. So, a lot of people have a hard time with this concept of 100% responsibility, and don't try to take on the idea, if you're not familiar with it, of everything all the time in your life. Start simply. Don't go back to your childhood and go, well, how come this and this and this happened when I was 7 years old? How can I be responsible for that? Don't go there. Because you're not going to be able to see it yet. But you will be able to see it over time if you allow yourself to do that. So I say to people, just start right now. Start with whatever in front of you and just be responsible for that. And not only if you don't feel responsible, ask Spirit to show you how you can be more responsible. And that will be one of the ways that Spirit starts to connect in with you in a way that you can hear what it says. Often, we're given messages, and we don't know what they mean or what they say, or how to listen to them. So, it's just a matter of building the confidence and having, more than building the confidence, it's much more about having the experience. Once you have the experience about how you felt like a victim and then you saw that you weren't, once those things start revealing itself to you, then you feel much more comfortable about being more and more responsible. But being 100% responsible is not an excuse to judge yourself and to make yourself wrong. That to me is the other side of the polarity of knowing yourself as God. The mind, by its nature, produces separation. That's the way it works. It is a very analytical machine being, and it thinks everything through. It does a great job of helping us function on the planet to know how to do things and work things and figure things out. It's a great tool, as is the ego. I mean, I love my ego. I mean, my ego has picked me up many a times off the ground and say, go on. And I've done that. So, because to start to get more experiences of the Spirit inside of you is just, you know, start taking more responsibility. Even if you say things like, I am 100% responsible for everything in my life. Simple affirmations like that. Like, I create, promote, and allow everything in my life. If you can remember to say things like that, that's going to build that place inside of you that knows that, and therefore that's its avenue to come out, or another one of its attitudes to come out. So, now that we get the idea that you have this piece of God inside of you, then it becomes two different pathways you take, or you may take. One pathway says, what can I do to enhance my awareness of this God inside of me? Well, we've briefly talked about one, and that's 100% responsibility. The other one is meditation. And there is one particular meditation that I facilitate and have for every Wednesday night for 4 years now in my home here in Austin. And that's what I call a third eye meditation. Shortly, there'll be more information on my website, which is clearingpathwaystospirit.com, clearingpathwaystospirit.com. And that will give you an expansive answer to what that third eye meditation is, how come it's so powerful, where it came from, how to do it, how to avoid the pitfalls, all of those sort of things. This meditation has been around for a long time. It is, you can go back to Hinduism when they first started using the chakra system, and the third eye is the sixth chakra, and you can trace it to there, but other spiritual teachers, other people who know about this have been doing it for a much longer time. If you go back and you start to look at some of the stuff that Pythagoras did, which puts him, what, 2000 BC or somewhere around there, he talks about the third eye meditation. Because this system of chakras, although first, you know, historically, it seems like it came from Hinduism, it's been around for a while. Anybody that ever knew about the energy centers in your body knows that there are seven there. You can locate them, you can feel them, you can shrink them, you can expand them, you can protect them, you can love them. And they have all in some way gone inside to the third eye and learned how to do that meditation. So please go to my website, and there'll be a brief explanation of the third eye meditation. So that's what it is. That's what I can do to enhance this awareness of knowing that there's a spirit inside of me. Now, the other side of that coin is what's keeping me from knowing that there is a God inside of me. And that is an important concept to look at inside of your own consciousness. I love this quote by Rumi, and I don't always get it straight, the exact words, but the quote goes mostly like this. Your job is not to seek love, but to seek all of the things that keep you from love. And so if you begin to look at and sort of analyze that saying, what I come up with is that the things that aren't love in my life, if I go looking for them, then I can transform them into the loving, into the love. And so my sense is that's exactly what Rumi was trying to say. So the things that cause you consternation, the things that get you into your negative emotions, all of those things usually, almost always, are lacking in the loving for yourself and God. And so if you go explore those, then you will come and discover the spirit inside of you. I often say people that people on a spiritual track really know how to be able to self-process. So I'll be taking a break shortly. I just want you to recap that. I'm talking about the spirit inside of you and how you can access it more. You already are, but how you can access it more. How you can have more experiences and know that the God, the spirit inside of you, is always there with you. Never left. Came in. Your soul came into you when you were born, when you passed the birth canal, and it's always been with you. So, it's going to be a break shortly, and when I come back, we'll talk more about this spirituality, and we'll talk about attitudes, and we'll also talk about self-forgiveness. So, come back in a minute. I'll be here, and I look forward to talking to you more. If you care to call in, please do ask me any question about all this. The number is 310-371-5444. I look forward to hearing from you.
There were so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's Couples Counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Imagine the pristine jungles and unspoiled beaches of Costa Rica, an ideal place to connect with the power of earth and spirit to heal. Want to actualize that? Imagine yourself in the tiny seaside village of Utiva at Carl Fletterman's healing retreat, with inspirational day trips, meditations, and workshops giving you the chance to self-heal in a loving, supportive environment. But hurry, there's not much time left. It's happening August 22nd through August 31st of this year. So sign up now at clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
An adept empath, Carl Fletterman, has been helping people to wholeness for over 25 years. Here's your chance to get a life path reading which can help you identify the invisible patterns and challenges in your life that are holding you back from wholeness. To find out more about how you can get your one-time life path reading, visit Carl's website, clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com. Your life path to wholeness can start now. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. So we left the last segment talking about 100% responsibility and how everything in our lives we create, promote, and allow. And we left it at Rumi's quote, which is, your job is not to seek love rather than to seek all those things that keep you from love. And it is in that process of seeking those things that keep you from love that you will find and transform those things into the love, into the loving. So those are the two ways that you can know more about the God, the Spirit inside of you, two ways that you can allow yourself to be clearer, to receive the information, to listen to the information. We're always being given information from Spirit, and for me, it's always been a task of like, well, how can I listen better? How does the Spirit inside of me show up? What can I do? How can I respond better? And that is, in essence, what spirituality is, knowing yourself more as the God that you are. Now, one of the things that I would like to talk about is attitudes and people's attitudes. And the reason why I like to talk about attitudes is that attitudes are the only thing that we have control over on this planet. We can process ourselves and do this thing called self-processing, which is, to me, is just learning how to know yourself better and know the Spirit inside of you better. So the only thing that we really have control over is our attitude. Now, this whole concept of control, it has some deep psychological beginnings. And it's also a process of the mind. See, the mind wants to control things because then it knows where everything is and how everything's done. And if I control, then I can make this planet work better. It's part of that. But emotionally, what can happen with control is that people get too freaked out on the inside. They have too much stuff going on. Their emotions are on the inside, and they found that they realized, actually through experience, that if they try to control what's going on in the outside world and make it happen a certain way, then this, they think that this emotional turmoil inside of them is going away. But it actually, it doesn't, and you're just around, then you're just trying to control everything. And so it's important, and I'll do a whole class on control, because it's a very important topic to analyze and to understand. And to think that we have control over stuff that's going on the planet, it's just not accurate. I can be responsible for it, and I can create it and go down a certain way. But to think that I can control everything, it just doesn't work that way. And if you're looking to control something, which is part of what the mind wants to do, one of the places you can look is with your attitudes. Okay? And one of the primary attitudes you can look at that will enhance this spirit inside of you is the attitude of acceptance. Alright? It is a part of some other attitudes like gratitude and vulnerability. And again, attitudes are the only thing we have control over. And this particular attitude that I'm talking about now is acceptance. Right. If you can practice more and more acceptance in your life, there's a lot of things that happen. One is that you end up being a lot more calmer on the inside. Life will flow through you easily. Right? So the whole idea of acceptance is that you just take off all of the emotion. Take away all of the emotion. Let all of the emotions subside, sit down, just go off to the side, and just be in this space. There is a lot, for me, when I'm in acceptance, there's often what I call a void, a spiritual void inside of me. And that void is where acceptance lies, and it is the attitude of acceptance. Now, with acceptance, all you're really doing is allowing things to be the way they are. You see, you've taken off your judgment about it. You've taken off the ideas of good or bad. You're just looking at it from a neutral space. You have not emotionally connected to the situation that or circumstance that's out there that you put yourself in. You're not trying to judge the environment. You're not trying to make it right or wrong. You're not trying to keep it away from you because you think that there's some quote-unquote negative energy with it. It's just a matter of it's the way it is. Right now I just changed my focus to this lamp. And I'm accepting the lamp for what it is. It's just doing what it's supposed to do, which is it's on, so therefore it's giving out light. I'm accepting the fact that that's what it is. I don't want it to be anymore. I'm not trying to make it, you know, shine over in a corner that it's farthest away from. I'm just letting the light be. And that is an attitude of acceptance. You'll often hear people say that it is key to spiritual unfoldment. And it is, because what happens is that there is this void, there is this peacefulness, there's this calmness that comes inside of you when you accept, and it is in that space that spirit has an avenue for you to more easily hear the information that it's bringing to you or that it may bring to you. So, we're going to be off in a short break in a few minutes, but I just want to to recap that acceptance is really the primary attitude to have in order for your spiritual unfoldment. I'll come back with another quote from Rumi about attitude and acceptance. And so, and then we'll talk some more about self-forgiveness. So, thank you for listening. Acceptance, pathway to spiritual unfoldment.
Here's something you won't want to miss. Carl Fletterman is a doctor of spiritual science and a wonderful spiritual counselor. He's now offering spiritual mentoring. This intense 8-week block of one-to-one spiritual mentoring can advance your spiritual growth as well as help to give you insight and clarity to overcome life challenges, whether it be relationship, family, career, spiritual disturbances, or spiritual blocks. Carl can provide the help you need. Just visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. And do it now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
There are so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's Couples Counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
So here we are talking about acceptance, and I said that I have a Rumi quote that really defines the spiritual aspect of acceptance and how come it's so important. And the quote goes like this. The quote says, acceptance is the first step to clearing karma and being in union with the spirit. So when you get to that point inside of you that you're in that void, you're in that acceptance, then what happens is that you're now in union with spirit. It allows spirit to come into you. Well, let's get more specific. What does acceptance mean? All it really means is that you're acknowledging what's going on. You've detached your emotions. You can, without emotions, without any sense of urgency, you can describe what's going on in the situation, in any situation. It does not imply beliefs. You're not imposing your belief on the situation. You're watching to see what it is and how it does it. And in watching that, that doesn't mean that because it's doing what it does that you have to receive it. You have to accept it. It does not mean any of that. It just means to let it be. It does not have anything to do with your belief structures. All right? And it doesn't have to change your desires or your preferences. See, the more I talk about this, the more it becomes really clear to me that what we're dealing with is getting into a space of neutrality. It's also a space of oneness if you are aware of that meditation. It's just a matter of feeling. It's a flow of consciousness that continually moves on to the next thing. So that's its meaning. Well, how do you do it? Well, again, the word that I've been using or referring to is you just observe it. You watch it without reacting. It's a form of detachment. Then, if you become playful, you can start to look at the situation in many different angles and in many different perspectives. And the more you can do that without getting your emotions involved and just in a field of observation, the more acceptance you will have inside of you, just the way it works. Try it for yourself and find out. Well, a lot of what I deal with, and almost all of what I deal with and talk about, it comes from my own personal experience. I have experience in this, and I can talk about my experience. And in talking about it, perhaps I can assist other people in reaching inside of them to more fully know the spirit inside of them. This is why I have a spiritual counseling practice. I do spiritual counseling sessions. I do life path readings. I have a mentoring program for people who are somewhat new to it. And so they come and they work with me for a very specific amount of time. And then they start to see how it works, and they start to integrate what they're doing. They start integrating what they're doing into their lives, and then there's really no need for me unless they want to keep on talking to me, keep on being mentored, and of course, they're all welcome. But if you're not familiar with this, and it takes a while to get used to it, if you are familiar with this process of spirituality, then people come talk to me about the subtleties of it. Well, this happened, and what does it mean, and how can I utilize it, and how can I expand upon that experience that I had? So you just have no opposition inside of you when you're in the process of acceptance. So that is a key to knowing yourself as a spiritual being. Now, one of the things that I've found to be very effective for people who are on this path, I will call it, is that they have come to find out, like all of us have, we as human beings have a tendency to do a considerable amount of self-judgment. The first place most people go to is that they want to make themselves wrong. They will make themselves wrong. And of course, if you're making yourself wrong and you're in the process of self-judgment, guess what you're not? What you're not doing is you're not accepting of yourself and the way things are and how things are going. So it's not about forgiveness, okay? Because mostly when people talk about forgiveness, what they're really talking about and what really happens is that they somehow keep on looking and thinking about a situation, right, and come up with a way to somehow excuse another person's behavior. And somehow, for some period of time, they can make what the person did acceptable. And that's what forgiveness is. And then, because you have allowed them their behavior and not judged their behavior or not participated in your behavior, you somehow have forgiven them. But the key, and usually what happens with that, is that that behavior will circle back, and it'll show up in a different way, and you will begin to realize that your forgiving the other person didn't actually heal what went on inside of you. And that's what self-forgiveness is about. It's about healing what's going on inside of you. Now, I wrote an article about forgiveness, and the title of the article was, Forgiveness Doesn't Work. And I've just explained why forgiving someone never works, because it's not about what they did, and it's not about you trying to find a way to excuse their behavior. It's self-forgiveness. Well, when somebody did something I didn't like, right, how come I have to forgive myself? Well, that's a real key, and the real key is because you have some sort of judgment about the person's behavior and how they acted. And it's that judgment that you have to heal on the inside of you. So, we're going to take a short break, and when I come back, we're going to delve into this whole concept of self-forgiveness. I'm going to show you, give you a very simple technique that you can use in your everyday life. I've incorporated into my thinking, and we'll talk more about it in a minute.
An adept empath, Carl Fletterman, has been helping people to wholeness for over 25 years. Here's your chance to get a life path reading which can help you identify the invisible patterns and challenges in your life that are holding you back from wholeness. To find out more about how you can get your one-time life path reading, visit Carl's website, clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com. Your life path to wholeness can start now. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Here's something you won't want to miss. Carl Fletterman is a doctor of spiritual science and a wonderful spiritual counselor. He's now offering spiritual mentoring. This intense 8-week block of one-to-one spiritual mentoring can advance your spiritual growth as well as help to give you insight and clarity to overcome life challenges, whether it be relationship, family, career, spiritual disturbances, or spiritual blocks. Carl can provide the help you need. Just visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com and do it now.
You choose programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
There are so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com now.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's Couples Counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. As we left the last segment, I was just introducing the whole concept of self-forgiveness as opposed to forgiveness. Self-forgiveness has to do with you and forgiving yourself. Most people, you can use that in a hurtful way. This is not. This is a freeing way of forgiving yourself. And the reason why it gets evolved into self-forgiveness is because we basically found out forgiveness doesn't work, or at least I have, is that I'm just allowing someone's behavior to be the way it is, and I'm moving on with my life. And, in fact, that's not healing me. See, what happens to us with the process, I'll give you an example of how this whole process of self-forgiveness works. Something happens in your life, okay? And it happens for whatever reason it happens. So the classic way is that you're in a relationship and you both have a commitment to be, to have a closed sexual relationship. You're only going to have sex with your partner and no one else. And then, for whatever reason it happens that your partner decides that that's not what they're doing, and you're left with this emotional stuff that's going on inside of you. And what happens is that you have judgments about your partner and his behavior. And like I said before, most of the time people try to find a way to justify his behavior. Well, I wasn't nice to him, and therefore he took that and ran with it, and therefore that's how come he's left with somebody else. Or I wasn't doing what he wanted to do, and so he decided to go sleep with somebody else. Well, all of that opens up a whole can of worms that we're not getting into right now. But we are going to get into the fact that how do I forgive myself for all this self-judgment that I've done, all this hurt, all this agony in my times. And inside of me, when it's climate inside me, I have this giant black hole of emotional energy on the inside of me. Well, how do I heal that? Okay? The primary thing that goes on with these self-judgment and how it ends up inside of you is that you have had some expectations. In other words, you and your partner agreed to something, and he's not doing it, and your expectations were that he would always do that. So you had some expectations. And the other person, the outside world, did not answer, act in such a way as to what your agreement was. So your feelings got hurt. And beneath all the hurt feelings is this whole concept of forgiveness. Your feelings got hurt. And your feelings got hurt because you had a judgment. You had expectations. The expectations came from a judgment you had. And then you have a belief inside of you that created this judgment, and that came from your expectations and your hurt feelings. So when you're doing self-forgiveness, it's a process of going back inside of you, finding out, discovering what your expectations were. That may be a very simple answer. Okay? And then what you get to see is that because you had these expectations, you passed a judgment. Well, this is the way I am, and everybody should be that way. That's a judgment. That is most significantly a form of separation. And this separation that you've caused with another person, that's the part that you are forgiving. You're forgiving the separation that you created inside of yourself as a result of your judgment. Every judgment has a form of separation. Every judgment is a process of the mind. So it's your mind who is activating these judgments and therefore causing separation. And of course, the real key is, well, where did the judgments come from? Well, the judgments come from your beliefs. I believe something should be a certain way, and therefore I judge everything else by what my belief is. So it really can lead to an exploration of what your beliefs are. And if you start to explore the whole concept, the whole way of we are because of our beliefs, what happens is that the psychologists say, and the psychologists say that 95% of our belief structure is formed by the time we're adolescent. And 75% of that 95% is before the age of reason, which is usually considered 7 years old. And to take another look at it, the age of reason is when your mind starts kicking in and starts to analyze things and discern things. That's what the age of reason really means. And so it's not like a certain thing on your seventh birthday. It just doesn't work that way. It depends on each individual. But prior to that, you're not doing all this thinking. You're into this feeling thing. And from our own feelings, we're creating beliefs. Now, the thing about beliefs is that they're really the way that the experiences that we're looking for in this lifetime for us to know ourselves better as a spirit within, those are where they are in this lifetime. They're caught up in our beliefs. That's how they end up in this lifetime. So your beliefs often will be the things that challenge you. And a lot of times your beliefs need to be what I call grown up. They need to be matured. They need to be more in alignment with what your purpose is. And purpose is what we'll talk about in the next show in a month. So your beliefs are vital. This is where spirit comes to you, creates experiences so that you can heal these experiences, and you can heal these experiences and become more in oneness with your soul and more aware of your soul. And all this process works, right, through healing those hurt feelings that you have, those expectations. And those all come from judgments. But in that judgment, is where your forgiveness is. Your forgiveness is, the simple method that I use is I forgive myself for judging myself for, and then I put in some sort of behavior. I forgive myself for judging myself for being angry, because anger is a form of separation. If I'm angry at you, we're not together. We're not in this oneness that is the Spirit of God, is the presence of God. We're not in this if I'm in judgment for you. So I forgive myself for judging myself for. That becomes the key. It's the forgiving yourself for the judgment, not for the behavior. So when I first learned this, and even throughout most of my life, I always had this little affirmation around, I forgive myself for judging myself for, and after the for, I had three little dots. The three little dots indicated that I could put anything in it that I want. I could fill it up with anything. Anything that was going on. Okay, so in wrapping up this show, the self-forgiveness is a really very important part for you to use and exercise on a daily basis. I forgive myself for judging myself for. The other thing we talked about was acceptance, how it's a piece of neutrality inside of you, where you don't have any charges, you don't have any emotions, you're just the observer. And of course, as always, we talked about spirituality, about knowing yourself more as the God that's inside of you, the spirit that's inside of you. So if you have any questions, you can always call me. You can email me. I'm pretty good about answering. In fact, I tell people if I don't answer within 24 hours, you can call me back and say, Carl, you said you would answer in 24 hours and you haven't. Well, that'll be the motivation to get to the question, whatever you're asking me. So thank you very much for listening. I'll be back in a month and we're going to talk about purpose, because one of the things that we'll talk about then. So thank you for listening again. Learn how to get this thing of I'm forgiving myself or judging myself, how to get it wrapped around in your consciousness. And the fun part is not to let your mind think about what's going on, but let your gut talk. Let your gut say, I forgive. Put your hand to your stomach and say, I forgive myself for judging myself for. And see and feel what comes forward in your consciousness. And say it. Get the words out. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in a month.
Imagine the pristine jungles and unspoiled beaches of Costa Rica, an ideal place to connect with the power of earth and spirit to heal. Want to actualize that? Imagine yourself in the tiny seaside village of Utiva at Carl Fletterman's Healing Retreat, with inspirational day trips, meditations, and workshops giving you the chance to self-heal in a loving, supportive environment. But hurry, there's not much time left. It's happening August 22nd through August 31st of this year. So sign up now at clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.